I liked Shay's wig this week.
Yeah, I liked her wig, but what was the fuck was with that?
Oh, the fucked up, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blue one that like his sister was wearing.
Like, it just was in the fucking face. Out the gate, stay me
out the gate, the gossip. And I like that he moved it.
Well, tried to move
like,
it.
Like, tried to, but also, like, why was it so shit in the first place? The fact is, it's out
the I don't know.
It's their fault. So
episode 10.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Previously on RuPaul's Drag Race. You will create.
It's so far into the season now. We're coming up to top six in this episode, soon to be
top five.
Jackson 5. Strawberries make everything. So we begin the episode with no mini challenge again. They've just completely, like, wiped the slate clean in terms of doing any sort of mini challenges.
For this week's maxi challenge, you'll be giving our beloved crew members the chance to strut a mile in your shoes.
This is the makeover challenge, which every season they do have one. So they bring in a group of different people, one for each queen, and they have to make them over to show, like, a drag family resemblance.
And this week we focused not on family members, not on random people, but members of the crew.
I'm Sarge. I'm a camera operator.
I'm Aaron, and I'm an art coordinator.
I'm Rizzo. I am a set PA, and I pretty much make sure that they're in drag when we tell them to be in drag.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
RuPaul's crew members, who he basically, I don't know if he gave them any heads up about this, but they all seem genuinely surprised, picked them out, teamed them up, and obviously what I found surprising was that I think all of them were straight.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, this is a drag queen show. But it was really cool because he did, throughout the episode, chat to them a little bit and find out a little bit more of their backstory and why they love being involved in the show, how it's kind of changed their opinion or just opened up their minds even more. And, yeah, the daddy who got paired with Sasha Velour was...
Mm. Oh, my God.
I like a strong and powerful woman, so I'm going with Duncan.
I really liked it as well because in past seasons, you know, I think there was actually one season in which they did. No, that was gay people in the military. That wasn't even straight people.
Yeah.
I think there was one where they had to make the men into the brides. That was in season 6.
Yeah, and it was the brides. So the grooms, the brides to be, or were they, had they already been married? There were couples who were either getting married.
No, because they got married on the show, didn't they? Because he's a, what do they call it? A pastor? Not a pastor. 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 Like, he's
celebrant.
Whatever the fuck.
A wedding celebrant. I don't know.
But I liked that one as well. And I also enjoyed this season's challenge because it's straight people and typically would put a straight person outside of their comfort zone, but they really were very open to it. You didn't see any bitching or moaning on behalf of the straight guys, and you all saw them as very strong allies, not just, you know, this is my gig, I don't wear wigs.
Anus.
This is my gig and I do this show for a couple of bucks, but that they love the show and that they love the queens and that they really put, like, their best foot forward when it came to the challenge.
And there's a great moment showing that commitment where Trinity Tuck pulls out the duct tape.
We're going to use tape.
Damn it.
We planned the costume around this. The judges know that I can do a fierce tuck. This has to be right. Okay. Let me see. I mean, it's not great still. So we're going to do another piece.
Okay.
I love it. I'm sick for the duct tape moment. I just think every time that they have to tuck. And Trinity in Untucked mentioned that she used to have a bit of a thing for Rizzo, who was the guy that she was paired up with. But after doing that and creating him into her family member, sees him more as a sister. But you got me. Which, it's cute. They have formed some really lovely little bonds. And I think, looking at the reveal, so what do we think about the end outcome?
Category is... Let's meet the new Rue crew. First...
I think Sasha and Duncan,
Daddy,
did a really good job. the way that Sasha had painted his face was beautiful. It was pretty much as if she'd just taken off hers and put it straight onto him.
Daddy.
And I think that she did the most flawless makeup job. And I really liked the look as well. It's different than the other queens.
Daddy.
But I also didn't mind Trinity Taylor's. I thought it was a bit basic. I also think Trinity's makeup sometimes is a bit hit and miss for me. I don't know if it's her face that I don't like, or if it's the makeup that I don't like.
She paid a lot of money for that face. You better not insult
her. Yeah, I don't understand that. It's like detox. You know, detox has got so many surgical procedures, and you're just like, well, you still look like a wobby gong.
You have the best job in the world.
I know. This is so fun.
And oh my God, Kesha on the judging panel.
Lackluster.
Yeah, what?
Really lackluster. I would have imagined, well, this is post, like, all her legal drama, but I would have wanted her to be like she was in the TikTok video. I wanted her to be drunk. I wanted her to be, like, falling out of her top, which she was, but, like, not enough.
Yeah.
But I feel like she, in comparison to having Lady Gaga, two pop stars who kind of came around at the same time, Lady Gaga was so super involved, but then they made much bigger deal of Gaga than they did of Kesha.
Oh, poor Kesha. Anyway, she loved Peppermint's Sarge, who ended up Wintermint.
Up next, Peppermint and Wintergreen.
Also, what the fuck, what kind of name is fucking Wintermint?
Wintergreen.
Oh, Wintermint. Yeah.
Wintergreen.
That's not even a play on Peppermint.
No.
Wintergreen.
Why winter?
Wintergreen.
Like, what?
Wintergreen.
Winter as in, like...
Yeah, there's no fucking way to explain it. It's just a crack of shit.
Wintergreen.
Yeah, what was Sasha's...
No, I don't know. Yeah. I just remember the daddy.
Yeah, true.
Oh, my God. Oh, inside me.
Such a baby.
Bottom two.
Trinity Taylor. Congratulations. You're the winner of this week's challenge. Jay Coulet, I'm sorry, my dear, but you are up for elimination.
We have Nina Benina Brown, whose bunny look was giving me no hips, no haps, and no hops. I'm trying to do this report.
Yeah, I like that.
How do they do? I want to come up with like a good witty thing. Wait, what's something really funny? I want to come up with something. Nina Benina Brown, although you were trying to jump out of the basket with your look, it was not hip hop happening.
Oh, that's pretty terrible. Good.
And then Shea Coulee. I
don't have anything. Your look was shit.
Yeah, Shea Coulee. You tried for Shea Bay Coulee, but your look was shit Olay.
Or Shea May Coulee. It doesn't really rhyme.
Anyway, bottom two is Shea Coulee. Shea Coulee and Nina Benina Brown. And just another preface, the lip syncs for this season have been so underwhelming.
Oh my God,
me.
So boring.
We're missing like a real fabulous lip sync talent like Alyssa or Coco Montrese, even Detox or Jinx, naming a lot of the season five queens who were just like stellar standouts. Ben de la Creme, Darian, like we're missing really strong lip syncers this season.
Latrice Royale.
Latrice, yeah. Like there's just been so many queens who've done such stellar lip syncs before.
So there's one moment in this lip sync where it's Cool for the Summer by Demi Lovato, which is a major banger, and each of the queens start out slow and I was like, hurry up, hurry up. And then I thought to myself, okay, this is, you know, it's a bit of a slow burner at the beginning, and then you get the crescendo and the second verse kicks in, and that's when you like fully break it down.
Kiss one another, die for each other, we're cool for the summer.
To break it down, Shea Coulee walked on the runway, as in like top model-esque walked. I think she was trying to be Naomi Campbell, and I was getting power from her.
Mm.
But also, to break it down, Nina Benina Brown just like threw her hands like a choreographed routine sort of thing. And I'm like, I want to fucking see your neck break. That is a moment where your legs should be bursting out of your skin, because this is a huge, powerful moment. Just hit the mic, because it was so powerful.
Yeah.
That you need to be doing something more than just, like, strutting down the runway. And I don't care how fierce you look.
Bravo. Ladies, I've made my decision. Shea Coulee, Shantae, you stay.
And so now we have our top five. It's Sacha Velour, Shea Coulee, Alexis Michelle,
Thank
Trinity
so
Tuck.
Much. Thank you.
And the other one, Peppermint.
Winter Mint.
Winter Green.
This has been Jack and Jake's RuPaul Revision, Season 9, Episode 10. See you next week.